This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch HaMa'abayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua, Siman Tzadi, Sif Zayin. Siman Tzadi, Sif Zayin. The Se'ifim in the Shulchan Aruch are a continuation of places that you should not daven. Okay? A continuation of places that you should not daven. So Sif Hay said, don't daven in an open area, like in a field. Because when it's in a Sanua place, the Emas HaMelech is Chal on you. Don't daven in a ruin because of suspicion. And because it might collapse, and because of mazikin. V'loy achoyre beis haknesses. In other words, and don't daven behind the shul. Im einoy machzer panav lebeis haknesses, if you're not going to be facing the shul. In other words, don't daven on the backside of a shul with your back toward the shul. V'achoyre beis haknesses hu hatzad sha'pesach pasuach bay. The back of the shul is the side that the door opens into. V'hu hefech Hatzad shepoinim elav, which is the opposite of the side that they face. Hakol kishem esmalam. It's the opposite of the side that the tzibur faces when they daven. V'yesh, in other words, according to the first pshat, achoyer beis haknesses is the side that the door is in, which is opposite the side that they face when the tzibur davens. V'yesh mefarshim, some say behepach, just the opposite. Meaning, basically, behind the east wall, where there's no way to get in. And when your back is toward the shul, even though you're facing the right direction, he's called a rasha, because it's like your back is literally toward the shul. So basically, one pshat in the Rishonim, the first pshat is Rashi. Rashi learns, let's say, here, you see this? This is the shul. The aroin is here. The mizrach is here. So the first pshat of Rashi is, you're standing here facing that way, facing the other way. You're facing the marav. The pshat of the other rishonim, the ri, is you're literally standing outside of the shul with your back toward the aroin and your back toward the people. Even though you're facing the right direction, but nevertheless, it's like your back is toward the tzibur. Therefore, v'roy locha shadivrei shneihem, you should be concerned for both opinions. V'gam kishem espalel b'shar tzadim chutz beis haknesses, even when you daven on any side outside of the beis haknesses, yesh lahachmer, you should be machmer sheyachzir panav lebeis haknesses, to face the beis haknesses. The issue here is if it's recognizable that your back is toward the shul. But let's say you're davening in a house near the shul. Upanav k'neged Eretz Yisrael karai, and you're facing Eretz Yisrael properly. And let's say your back is toward the wall of your house, which happens to be shehu koisel beis haknesses, the wall of the shul mutter. She'enoi nikar shemachzer panav mi beis haknesses. It's not recognizable that your back is toward the shul. It's only, let's say, when you're outside and it's recognizable that your back is toward the shul. Okay, friends. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan tezvav, achori beis haknesses. B'tshuvas Yad Eliyahu Siman Zayin Kosav Denirali Masha Amru Gabe Hamispalel Achor Beis Haknesses. It would seem to me that which they say by someone who davens behind the shul, Lo Shayech Eladavka Kishatzibor Mispalelim Tefila Shemone Esrei. This issue is not during Matoivu. It's not during Pesukah Dezim. It's not during Berachos Krishna. It's during Shemone Esrei. Vu Gam Kim Mispal Shemone Esrei. And you're also davening Shemone Esrei. You're not up to Matoivu. The issue is when the tzibur is davening Shemone Esrei, and so are you. Ayin sham uvasefer ma'amar Mordechai choleik alav, that it's not limited to this circumstance. He holds if even if the tzibur is not davening Shemone Esrei in the shul at that time. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Tezayin Hakohol Kolaymar Demayri b'mispalo ba'oisoy tzad sha'pesach pasuach sham. That is, you're davening on the side that the doorway is open to. Dahainu b'tzad marav. You know, theoretically, you could have a shul where the doorway is open into the east. But it's not really recommended, because then every single time a guy walks into the shul, the whole shul sees it. This way, only yentas who turn around and are pacing. Now, by the way, I'm very into exercise. You should try to exercise every day. But not during davening. Meaning, you know, obviously you're not going to come in and stand on a treadmill, right? Imagine you came in with two movers and put a treadmill by your seat. So too, during the rest of davening, it's not a time for exercise. No jumping jacks, no push-ups, also walking. Walking is very good exercise, but not during davening. You stay in your place. If, let's say, you're not able to, there are medications you could take for people who can't sit. But the proper decorum for davening is sitting in one place. Dahainu b'tzad marav. Lefikach, imachzer panav klapi beis haknesses. If you're facing, I'm sorry, if you're going to be backing klapi beis haknesses, if you're going to put your back toward the shul, nimsa shemispala oisit sad, I'm sorry. This is talking about you're davening in the direction that the door is open to, which is the west. Now, if you're going to turn around, this is talking about how to rectify it. Lefikach, machzer panav klapei beis haknesses, if you're going to turn toward the shul, nimsa shemispalel lo'isay tzad shatzir mispalel, it would come out you're davening toward the side that the tzibur is davening. Al kein lo nikra rasha, you would not be called wicked. Avel machzer panav mi beis haknesses, if you're going to turn around from the shul, nimsa mispala hepech mei tzibur, it comes out you're going to be davening in the opposite direction of the tzibur. Shehim mispalim lezach, they're davening toward east. V'hu lamarav. Now let's say a guy, he's so araygetan in his davening, he starts the Shemoneh Esrei, and for whatever reason, he's davening in the opposite direction of the tzibur. They're davening to the east, and he ended up to the west. In middle of Shemoneh Esrei, what should he do? He should turn around. He should turn around. In middle of Shemoneh Esrei, in middle of Shemoneh Esrei. No, you don't have to jump.
This happens often. A simcha or something, a chasana, a bunch of people get together. Nobody really knows what this is. People are facing different directions.
Oh, you want to know, let's say in and then how did you realize in middle? Clay, you saw the sun? I know. I wouldn't say in that case you should turn around. The vart here is not the importance of davening to the Mizrach. It's not. The importance is letzad she'atzibur mispalelin, right? So if the tzibur got it wrong, I don't think that in middle you would, turn in the opposite direction. I don't think so. Okay, weiter. Va'alkei nikra Rasha, you're called a Rasha. Shenira kishtei rishuas chas Hashem. Why are you called a Rasha? Looks like they're two deities. Lufi pirzeh, im oimir achor beis haknesses betzad mizrach, v'hoivech mi beis haknesses umetzvala letzad mizrach, k'moy shatzu mizvalim, gam keinein er nikra Rasha. According to this pshad, let's say like this. Let's say you're in the east, and your back is toward the shul, but you're davening in the direction of the tzibur. You're okay. You're not a Rasha. You're not a Rasha. In other words, according to Rashi, the Rasha is the guy standing in the back of the shul with his back toward the people, and he's davening to the Marav while the rest of the people are davening to the Mizrach. And what if he's in the front of the shul and his back is to the people and he's davening to the Mizrach in the same direction as the people? He's not a Rasha. It doesn't say he's a tzaddik, but he's not a Rasha either. That's Rashi. However, there's another pshat. There are those who learn behepach. Who das ri, huva b'talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina. De mefaresh achoyrei beis haknesses, haynu achoyrei koysel mizrachi. He's behind the east wall. She'ein sham sachem, where there are no doors. Uchshe oimeid achoyrei oisei koysel. And when you're davening behind that wall, va'achoyrei v'klapei akosel, and his back is to the wall, Afal pisha panav klape ruach mizrach, even though his face is toward the east. Benimtza mispalel leruach shekalat sir mispalin. So he's davening in the same direction as the people. Afilu hachi nikra Rashi, he's still called a Rasha. Kihu miklal oisam shenemar aleim, because he is among those who it says about them. Va'achoyreim el heichal Hashem, and their back is toward the temple. So what should this guy do then? Avolim hu mahader ape lebei knishta, if he's going to face the shul. Aye, but now he's davening to the west. Afu pishanimtza shumasbal klape ruach marav, even though he's facing the west. V'chal hakol keneged ruach mizrach, less lanba, there's no problem. Kivan shekol hakol mispalalin klape koysel mizrachi, because the whole tzibur is davening toward the east wall, shishama heichal. Vu panav gamkein klape oysel hakoysel ein lachosh. Now, what would Rashi say about that? Would Rashi say he's a Rasha for davening in an opposite direction than the Tzibor? I don't know. We don't know that. Rashi was talking about where the Tzibor is davening to the east, he's davening to the west, and his back is to the people, and as the Mishnah Berurah explained, it looks like they're two gods. But in this case, it doesn't look like they're two gods. I wouldn't say Rashi would say he's a Rasha. So the bottom line is, the Mechaber says, you should be Choshesh for both. Says Mishnah Berurah, Lishneim, Shelo Yispalel Ela B'Ma'arav, that you should daven in the west. V'yachzer Panav L'Beis HaKnesses, meaning if you need to be outside of the shul, stand in the west and face the shul. Even though this is mutter, this is only mutter midochek. Halav hachi mitzvah lispalel bebeis hakneses, kamay shekasov besiftes. Obviously, I don't know what this guy's cheshbon is, what he has with the outside of the shul. We all know why people like to daven in, not in the main sanctuary. You ever go into coat rooms? Coat rooms are one of the holiest places in the world, because there's so much tefillah that takes place. The only thing is, the guy doesn't realize he has to daven in the shul. He can't go home and his wife says, where were you? He said, I'm in shul. No, he wasn't in shul. He should say, I was in a coat room. Well, why'd you go to the coat room? I don't know, unclear. But you need to be in the shul. Also, women's sections are very popular, but they should only be popular for women. Men should be in the men's section. But that's the ideal. In other words, you got to be outdoors. It should be in the west. Your kid, you have to watch your kid. So don't stand in the front of the shul with your back to the shul. Don't stand in the back of the shul with your back to the shul. Stand in the back of the shul facing the shul. Also, Bishart Stadim, the Hainim Bitsav and Abadam, the north or the south. That you should now, if you're in the north or the south, face the shul. Umayri b'shi'ev shalei lafich panav l'mizrach. Now, why should you face the shul? I'm in the north or the south. Shouldn't I face east? I can face these. We're talking about I can face these. Kugon sheish tsoya lefanav, kamloy enav. There's tsoya. Halav hachi adif tfei, shiafach panav lemizrach. You hear this? If you're standing in the north or the south, it's better to face east than to face the shul. Mikamakam gam bechoze loy shari el midoichik. Even to face east, it's only midoichik. Kamashikasadin besiv katan akoidem. Like we said earlier, otherwise you need to be in the shul. Sheyachser panav, kedei shelo yia achoyrav neged beis haknesses. The reason why you should face the shul is because we don't want your back to be to the shul. V'yavsha kati inu mespalel ruach shetzir mespalelin. If I'm in the north and the south, and I'm facing the shul, I'm not davening in the direction of the people. Mikamakim kivin sheinu mespalel behepach. But since I'm not davening in the opposite direction, less than, but it's not an issue. B'chozeh kisha'omid b'tzvayin b'sekneses ab'droymai. This is if you're in the north or the south. Avol kisha'omid b'mizrach b'maravai. If you're in the east or the west. Aser afim roitza lahatis atzmai l'tzvaynai a'l'droymai. You would not be able to turn yourself to the north or to the south. Why not? If somebody is in the east, why would he not be able to turn himself to the Because then it looks like you're davening in a different direction than the tzibor. Because they're davening in toward the east and the west. And now for you to face the north and the south, that looks like you're facing an opposite direction. Okay, we'll hold over here. We'll continue with Sivkatan Chaf Aleph tomorrow. Okay, have a great day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov. Ex-calisthenics.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.